谢主基督，感谢主，谢谢大家的邀请，也谢谢大家这样抽出时间来这个周末这样在一起。
Thank you for the invitations and thank you for our time to get ready this weekend.
也先谢谢文秋弟兄帮我翻译，我这个有时候不太好翻译。
I try my best.
OK，那个。其实 我现在这个眼睛看得不太行了，所以你那个第一写我已经看不见我自己的讲的稿子。是是是，感谢主。我想说从2012年到今天为北区教会感恩。
Since 2012 until now, Lord, we give thanks for the North Houston Chinese Church.
看见这将近6年的时间里，神在你们当中的作为。
And we can see how God worked among all of us, okay, in this almost 6 years period.
今天晚上跟明天，我想大家一起来看两段的经文，都是从以弗所书的。我们怎么样被得到这爱的呼召和服事的呼召
？For today and tomorrow, we'll look at two passages from Ephesians. Okay, we'll talk about the call, being called together to love and to serve.
在这下一个是哪吗？这个在这个爱的呼召里面，我们看见神主怎么样给赐给教会何等指望的恩召，何等丰盛的荣耀，何等浩大的能力。
In this calling to love and to serve, we can see the hope in His calling. We can see the riches of His glories, and we can see the immeasurable greatness of His power.
从以弗所书1:15这段经文可以再帮我 advance 一下，谢谢。好，好。我们一起来念这段经文好吗？1:15-17。好，因此我既听见你们信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，就为你们不住的感谢神，祷告的时候常提到你们，就我们的主耶稣基督的神，荣耀的父，那赐人智慧和启示的灵，赏给你们，使你们真知道他。你知道在以弗所书里讲的都是。他最主要是为对教会讲的，他讲的不是只讲个人，是讲的是教会。
In the book of Ephesians, we know that most of the passage that was in this book can refers mainly to the church and not individuals.
Yeah, 那他在这刚刚这保罗一开始讲的这句问候的话语，他讲到说，我就想说，信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒。
From the beginning, what Paul is saying is that to have the faith in the Lord and your love towards all the saints.
Right. 讲到这个，这是一种，这不是只是一种好像一种信某一种宗教的而已。他这讲的是一种拥有信心和爱心的生命回应。
This is not just solely a belief in the religions. Okay, it's talking about faith and love, and the rest. It's talking about our response in faith and love.
我相信一件事，就是在每一个健康和成长的教会里，都有一群是这样信从主耶稣、亲爱众圣徒的弟兄姐妹们。
I believe in every growing church, there will always be a group of sisters and brothers, okay, who have faith in the Lord and who love and who show their love towards all the saints.
所以保罗说，他为以弗所的教会祷告，说提到他为他们想到，然后求主赐给他们智慧和启示的灵，让他们真知道他。
In Paul's prayer, he basically pray for God to grant us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
真知道他，就我们当我们有时候说，如果有人说我是瞎了眼了，那就表示是什么？觉得说好像是上当了，看错了，搞错了啊。
When people say I'm blind, what they actually mean is they know I was wrong.Fool, cheated, and blinded.
但是以弗所书讲的是他求主帮他们开他们的心眼的时候，讲的是我们真知道他，更深的认识我们的主耶稣基督。
When Paul asked for the Lord to open the eyes in their heart, he's talking about giving us revelations for us to truly know Him.
而真知道主，也跟更深的认识自己是两个分不开的东西。
Truly know our Lord and know ourselves are two inseparable things.
比方说，当路加福音记载西门彼得 第一次遇见主的时候，他看见了主以后，主给他一个很特别的看见，他就伏在耶稣面前说什么？他说：“主啊，离开我，我是个罪人。”
In Luke 5 verse 8, okay, when Simon Peter saw Jesus, this is what he said. Okay, he fell down at Jesus' knee and saying, "Depart from me, for I am a sinful man, O Lord."
因为真实的认识主，不能不会不使你看见自己的不配。
When you truly know God, okay, you will surely think of your unworthiness.
不能不留意求主可怜我、拯救我、帮助我、洁净我。
We will be asking the Lord to have mercy on us, to save us, help us, cleanse us.
认识主耶稣，也表示在主耶稣的光中更深的认识自己。
When we truly know Lord Jesus, you also know yourself in the light of Jesus.
所以保罗继续讲到说，他说在你们使你们不但更真的认识主，也知道他的恩召有何等的指望。
And such when Paul said that, you know, it is for us to truly know the Lord, and also to understand the hope in the Lord's calling for us.
他讲到这个指望是以弗所人他们怎么样一起成为教会，一起成为神家里的圣徒。
For us to understand the hope in His calling, and this calling is for us to become a church, the calling to be the saints in God's family.
那这里呢？actually 再下一个算好了，再下一个 ，OK， 再下一个。actually 先 go。OK， 在这里，停在这里。那保罗在这，比方说第一章一节，一章十五节，保罗多次的讲到。说他写信给以弗所的圣徒，或者是他讲说，他说你们是亲爱众圣徒，就是你们圣徒之间的彼此相爱。他几次都用这个圣徒这个字来形容他们。
In Ephesians 1, verse 1, Paul said, you know, he writes to the church, to the saints in Ephesians, okay, who are faithful in Jesus Christ.
你知不知道保罗最喜欢用来形容信徒的这个代名词是圣徒还是基督徒？是圣徒。
The word that Paul like to use to describe, okay, the believer, okay, is it saint or is it Christians?
所以基督徒只在新约圣经里出现三次，而且通常都不是保罗讲的。
The word Christians appears in three times in the New Testament, and Paul never uses this word.
但是我想问大家一个问题是：上一次你用圣徒来形容自己的时候是什么时候
？I would like to ask all of you, when was the last time you used the word saint to describe yourself?
请问大家有多少件教会的 T-shirt?
How many church T-shirts do you have?
那你有多少件教会的 T-shirt 上面有写圣徒这两个字在上面？
How many T-shirts do you have that, you know, with the word saint written on it?
或者你在你的灵修日记里写下说我是圣徒。
Or have you ever written in your own study journal that you are a saint?
在以弗所书里面，保罗用圣徒九次。
In the book of Ephesians, Paul used the word saints 9 times.
我想我们对圣徒这个词有一点不太觉得不太自在。
I think we all feel quite awkward and uncomfortable with the word saint.
因为在教会的历史里成为了一种特种名称，圣徒等于属灵伟人，或者等于天主教所谓的圣人。
Because in the history of church, the word saint has become a very special name. Okay, it represents saint, which is actually the spiritual great man.Or the saints as in the Catholic.
那我们值得稍微想一想的，就是说保罗这样的用词会不会有点夸张而有一点不实际？看一看你周围彼此人，我们是圣徒吗
？Well, when Paul uses this word, it seems to be a bit exaggerative and impractical. You know, and let us look around us, and are we really saints?
同时我要澄清一点，就是千万不要误会，以为当代的人比我们更圣洁，所以他当代的人是圣徒，我们今天不太像圣徒。
And please do not mistaken that the believers and the church then, okay, were more holy than us. That's why they were called saints and we are not.
因为老实说，我们对圣徒的这个不自在，不是只是我们而已。就像我们刚刚所讲的比喻里面讲到说，彼得 遇见主耶稣的时候，他对自己的那种不配的那种感觉是一样的。
Feeling awkward and uncomfortable with the word sin, you know, also applies to Peter, because when he met Peter, he obviously told God that, you know, he's not unworthy.
或者是以赛亚也似乎呼应彼得这种感受，当他说我灭亡了，我是嘴唇不洁净的人，就是嘴唇不洁净的民中，我看见了大君王耶和华。他那种感觉，明白自己是多么不但不是圣洁，而且是多么的不圣洁的那种恐惧。
Likewise for Isaiah, as he said in chapter 6, verse 5, Woe is me, for I am lost, for I am a man of unclean lips.And I dwell in the midst of people of unclean lips, for my eyes have seen a king, the Lord of hosts. It's a feeling of being filthy and unworthy.
我们说更认识主，也表示会更认识自己。那我想问大家一个问题，说你怎么看自己？
When we say that no, you truly know God, that also means that no, you will truly know yourself. So what I want to ask you now is, how do you look at yourself?
如果我要请你现在玩一个新的游戏，说你用五个名词来描述你自己，而且最好是用的名词是别人不会用的。你会用哪五个名词来描述你自己
？How will you use 5 nouns to describe yourself？
不好意思，现在没有时间玩那个游戏。但是你可能得要下你下手的方式，你可能会想到说，是不是你会从你的学业，你某学校的毕业生，你的职业，你的专业，甚至于你的外貌，或者是你的孩子，你会用什么样的方式来描述你，所以你跟别人不同。
Perhaps you start with your academic achievement, your profession, okay, your look, your children, okay, and whatever that you think that you know that makes you different from the rest.
会有人在那五个名词里选择圣徒吗？
Will any of you use the word sin as one of the 5 nouns to describe yourself?
我是牧师，我得很坦诚地承认一件事情，人送我那种基督徒的那种教会的那种车上的那种贴纸，我从来不敢在我车上贴。
As a pastor, I have to confess to use that, No, when people give me those bumper stickers to say that no, I'm a Christian, I will not even
stick on the car. 或者是那个耶稣是我的同驾驶的那个，我也不敢贴，因为我知道我的那个驾车的状况，所以不希望羞辱主名，所以不敢贴那个贴纸在上面。
And I know my driving skill and habit, and I do not want to insult the Lord's name.
感觉上圣徒不实际。可能不配得的一个称呼。
The name saint seems impractical, impossible, and unworthy of us to have it.
但是如果圣灵通过保罗，不但不止一次的，而多次的坚持用这一个名称来称呼神的儿女，这显然不是一个偶然的事情。
However, if the Holy Spirit through Paul use this word to describe the children of God, it is obviously not an accident, and but it calls for us to think more deeply about it.
因为我想圣徒是刻意的在彰显神为我们的作为，而不是我们为神的作为。
The intentional and frequent use of the word sin reveals a very important truth. Okay.And it's about, it reflects what God has done in us and not what we have done for God.
这里说明了我们的身份不是在于我们对自己的感受。
Our status is not about how we feel about ourselves.
或者是别人怎么看待我们和对我们的感受。
How others look at us or feel about us.
我们的身份来自于神怎么样的看待我们和他对我们的感受和期望。
Our status is about how God look at us and feel about us.
神对我们的心意要我们从他的观点来看待自己，认识自己，也认识教会。
God's will is for us to look at ourselves, know the church from His view.
我不知道有多少人知道，就是说，今天教会这个词 ，church 这个词。在世界里，大家是以什么样的眼光看这个名词
？I wonder how many in the world today, how do people look at the word church?
你知道昨天晚上我跟师母去看那个预言的那个电影，就是那个保罗 保罗这部叫做 Paul the Apostle the Apostle Paul 那个电影，那它是一个 pre-screening。那我留意到一件事情，就是他刻意的在这个剧本里从来不用 church 教会这个词，他说总是用 community。
Last night I went for a pre-screening of the movie The Apostle Paul. Okay, and it is obvious in this movie it was intentional that, you know, the word church was not used. Instead, the word that was used was community.
我有很多同学，他们开新的教会，就特别是为针对后现代人的教会，通常那些教会现在的名字都没有教会这个字在那个名字里面，通常都以一个字或一个特别的字眼，因为他们避免使用教会这个词。
Many of my classmates who started new church, okay, targeting at the newer generations, and we understand that, no, the name of this church, of their church, usually do not contain the word church. Usually contain a very one or two very specific words.
你知道为什么吗？为什么大家这样做吗？
Do you know why?
因为他们认为这个词在今天现今社会里面给人太多负面的感受，以至于他们希望避开这个词，用一个不同的词 来形容教会。
That's because most of them felt that, you know, the word church gives people the negative feelings in today's world. That's why they will try to avoid using this word church.
但是主呼召他的教会，不但叫我们是教会，他甚至说我们是圣徒。
However, the Lord calls us not only just as a church.The Lord calls us a saint.
叫我们中间从最善良、最优秀到最邪恶、最差劲的人都一起，因为耶稣蒙神拣选，都一起成为圣徒。因为我们中间没有一个人能够靠着他自己的力量做圣徒，没有一个人够资格。
Among us, okay, we have people. We are all unworthy people with different shortcomings and weaknesses, and we cannot be the saint ourselves.And it's all by the grace of God that we are chosen to become His children and to be the saint of the church.
圣徒是何等不可思议、崇高的一个名称和呼召。
The word saint is such an unimaginable and almighty noun.
在世界上，我们都很熟悉来自于世界，因为学位、学问、关系、成就、职位的尊重。就是从这些东西你所在社会上所得到的尊重。
In this world, we're very familiar with the respect that comes with your degree, knowledge, relationship, and profession.
但是在神国里，彼此的尊重，最重要的不是人怎么看你，是神怎么看我们。
However, in the kingdom of God, mutual respect is not about how people look at you, but how God look at you.
所以从那里，我会说我们彼此怎么对待彼此，在神国的同工，在教会里，我们对彼此之间所不能没有的尊重。
As such, we need to be aware of how we should treat each other, especially in the church among co-workers. There should not be a lack of respect.
在服事的过程中，我最感恩的一件事情是经历了同工学习彼此绝对的尊重的功课。
In serving the Lord, okay, I give thanks and I have the opportunity to learn, okay, to work with others and to have a mutual respect for each other.
今天许多人把教会这个名字觉得已经看烂了，教会是一群假冒为善的人的地方。
Many people look at the church today and view that it's a place for all the hypocrites.
但是对我们来说，我们对教会的尊重，对侍奉的组织的尊重，对彼此为神儿女的身份和尊严的尊重，在对神自己在他的家里治理教会他的主权的尊重，这个尊重是我们同工的过程中不能没有的。
Respect the organization structure and ministry service. Respect each other as God's children. Okay, and dignity and respect God's sovereignty.Okay, we are all God's children. We become saints because of grace, and these are the respect that we need to have.
每次我听见有令人痛心的故事，讲到在某教会里面有纷争和不和的时候，你总是可以看见一个地方，就是弟兄姐妹同工之间失去了应有的尊重。
When I heard the discourse in churches, okay. is usually the case whereby there's no more respect for each other who are working together serving the Lord.
当我们用的眼光是世界的眼光的时候，我看这个人，我说这人办事不牢，我看这个人他做事做的没有做我做的好，这个人的意见，他的意见很差，我不会尊重他们，因为我是以世界的眼光来看他们。
We often do not respect our co-workers, and we give reasons such as, no, they do not have good ideas, they are not experienced, okay, and so on. And that's because we look at all our co-workers through the lens of this world.
我们不相信透过神自己的眼光，他要怎么样来看待我们。
We do not know how God will look at us through His eyes.
年轻的同工不尊重年长的同工，觉得他们没有新的观点。
The younger co-workers do not respect the older co-workers because they feel that the older co-workers lack new ideas.
年长的同工不尊重年轻的同工，觉得他们没经验。
The older co-workers do not respect the young workers because they feel the young workers are inexperienced.
中文的同工不尊重英语的同工，觉得他们不知道他们说些什么。
The Chinese co-workers do not respect the English co-workers because they do not understand what they're talking about.
英语的同工不尊重中文的同工，说他中文讲的英文讲那么破，有什么好尊重他们的？
The English co-workers do not respect the Chinese-speaking co-workers because of their broken Chinese.
我不是要讲任何这里的人，我是要讲别的人。
I'm not talking about anyone here.
牧者与长职之间的彼此的不尊重。
The lack of respect between pastoral staff and deacons.
我们失去了对我们所领受的圣召的尊重，以致我们也失去了对彼此的尊重。
We have lost respect for our calling.And the respect for each other.
那个最基本的尊重，明白我们是何等的人，我们竟然能够在神的教会里有份。我们是成何等人，我们竟然被称呼为圣徒。
The basic respect is to understand that, you know, how unworthy you are, and how can we be even called a saint in the church?
一个同工的团队，越是尊重我们的圣召，越是彼此尊重。就越能够经历神的大能。
As co-workers, the more we respect our calling, the more we respect each other, the more we can experience the calling of our Lord.
很有意思，我想他讲这个，今天我跟美美聊天的时候，他就讲出来这同样的一句，因为我讲到刘富里牧师说的一句话，他说不祷告不碰圣工。But if you don't pray, you don't touch the ministry. Okay. 那其实我在想。他说不祷告不碰圣工的里面还可以，如果再加一个字的话，其实应该是说不祷告不敢碰圣工。
It should be translated as, no, if you do not pray, you do not dare to do God's word.
因为你明白，如果不是完完全全的在那个恩典里，你哪里配去碰圣工？
Because we only understand that if it's not because of the complete grace from God, we will not dare to do God's work.
我们太多时候我们忘记了圣工崇高的呼召和我们成为圣徒的，以至于我们对圣工的态度和对彼此的态度都变得很随便。
We often forget that we are not worthy, and we often forget the high callings, and because of this, we start to disrespect each other.
我们可以怎么样的提升我们在教会里和肢体的团队里对圣工和彼此的尊重？
How can we raise respect for our calling and for our co-workers?
彼得后书说，神的圣灵已经将一切关乎生命和金钱的事赐给我们，就建议那认识我们自己用自己的荣耀和美德所召我们的主。他说这一切关乎生命和金钱的事情，这些都已经透过他的圣灵，主已经丰丰富的赐给我们了。
2 Peter 1:3 His divine power has granted to us all things that pertain to life and godliness through the knowledge of Him who called us to His own glory and excellence.
主要我们学习，我们是蒙召的圣徒。
We need to understand that we are being called.
彼得后书一章十八节说，使你们知道你们的恩召有何等的指望，他在圣徒中所得的基业有何等丰盛的荣耀。
Ephesians 1:18Having the eyes of your hearts enlightened, that you may know what is the hope to which He has called you. What are the riches of his glorious inheritance in the saints?
以弗所书里面有很多东西，你如果不仔细的看，有的时候就很容易错过了，就误解了。当他讲到这个基业的时候，我们有的时候只看那个基业，不仔细看他说什么的时候，我们会就误解了这里在讲的是什么。
When you read Ephesians, if you are not observant of the detail enough, you often will misunderstand the words that was used. For example, the word inheritance, do we really know what it means?
比方说，以弗所书一章十一到十四节里面，当他讲的时候，我们也在他里面得了基业。那里讲到的是我们要怎么样从主那里透，因为耶稣得着基业。
In Ephesians 1:11, he refers to how God predestined us to obtain the inheritance in Christ and grant the Holy Spirit as guarantee of our inheritance.
但是在这里讲的是不一样的事情。这里讲的是谁要得基业。
In this case, it talks about different things. Who will obtain the inheritance?
那个他说的是谁？
Who is he talking about?
更清楚一点是谁？讲的是耶稣，对不对？是神子耶稣在圣徒中要得的基业。
It's referring to Jesus Christ's inheritance in us.
我两个图这里，下一个 slide。我们一般在我们刚刚认识主的时候，我们与主的关系是一个很幼稚的一种关系，很简单的一种关系。
When we just accepted the Lord, now we have a very infinite relationship with God.
我求主，我需要这个，然后主耶稣给我这个。
We tell Jesus Christ what we need, and Jesus Christ will give us what we want.
很多人对我们对基业的了解也就是这样，我向主要，主给我。
This is a common understanding of inheritance. What we want, we just ask from Jesus, and He will give us.
但是在这里其实讲到不太一样的东西。下一个 slide， 下一个。这里我们看见的一件事是，他说明了说我们成为了基业，我们成为了耶稣要得着的基业。
But here we refer to us becoming the inheritance of Christ.
是我们属于他，我们成为了他的基业。他属于我们，他把基业赐给我们。
We belong to Christ, we are his inheritance.
那所以基业这个词又我们也不常用基业这个词那所以用更简单的通俗的话说的话，哪一个比较好？是主有宝贝要给你好，还是做主的宝贝好？
Which is better, the Lord has treasure to give us, or we are the lost treasure?
是哪个宝？奉每一条就把它打印下来了。说，我想是做主的宝贝，是不是胜过那得主的宝贝
？And it's true that it's always better to be the lost treasures than to receive his treasures.
因为老师说，我也同意。因为老师说，我这个人这么不牢靠，你给我的东西。我可能都掉了，我可能守不住。但是如果我是主的宝贝，他是守住我的。
Honestly speaking, I may not be able to safe keep whatever God has given me, but if I belong to God, I know that He will safe keep me.
所以在这里讲到，他讲的不但是基业，他说是丰盛的基业，是何等的丰盛。
Over here, he's not just talking about inheritance. He's talking about the riches, the fullness of the inheritance.
那丰盛在这个地方，它不同的地方也讲的不太一样。在哥罗西书里头，他讲的说父喜欢叫一切的丰盛，有形有体的在他里面居住。那里讲的丰盛是讲到的那个，是讲到的丰盛，基督自己丰盛的神性。
In Colossians, the fullness refers to God's attribute.
在以弗所书里讲到的丰盛
，In Ephesians, the riches
却讲到的是教会。
Refers to the church.
在这里，我们甚至成为基督荣耀丰盛的基业，不是因为我们的完美，而是因为基督奇妙的恩典。
We become God's richest inheritance not because we are perfect, but because of His grace.
所以我们说，我们不但是被称为圣徒，我们还是神的宝贝。
We are not only being called as saints, we are also God's treasure.
也就是这个做神的宝贝应该有一些特性，对不对
？And what is the characteristics of being God's treasure?
我在想，做一个神国的门徒应该有什么样的本色，是应该让人能够知道我们的确是不一样的。
To be the disciple of Christ, what do we need to have? What kind of characteristic that when people look at us, they know that we are Christ's disciple.
老师说，这个本色也是我们传福音的本钱，因为这是最重要的事情。今天我们福音传不出去，就是因为太多时候教会的人跟外人看起来没两样。所以我们怎么样的跟世界人有分别，这是一个很非常关键的问题。
Our nature and characteristic as Christ's disciple is also our strongest tool to evangelize. Because when people look at us, if they cannot see the difference between us, between the Christian and non-Christians, they will never come to the Lord.
而我相信这个本色最大的区别，不是我们可以怎么样的比世人更完美，而是怎么样我们活在基督的恩典里。
And this nature is not about us being better than the people in this world. It's about how do we live our life in the grace of God.
我们怎么样活出我们虽然是破碎的人，但是是活在基督的宝血里的，蒙救赎、蒙恩典的、蒙赦罪的圣徒。
Although we are broken, we are saved by Jesus' blood. We are being redeemed, and we are being chosen by Him.
我在想，我们应该是在我们当中的相处，应该活出这样的特色来。
In our dealing with each other, we need to live out these characteristics.
老实说，如果外人来到我们当中，看到我们一群基督徒，说这是一群好人，我在想，他如果去玉佛寺，会不会在那里也看到一群一样，他觉得也是很好的好人？
When someone comes to our church and they look at us, if their conclusion is that we are good people, then will he have the same conclusion when he visit a Buddha temple? And he may have the same conclusion that the people in the temple are also good people.
你知道什么区别我们吗？
What differentiates us from them?
我记得有一次，就好几年前的时候，有一次我们在圣餐的聚会的时候，一位弟兄走到前面来，公开的说。他要向另外一位弟兄道歉，因为他做错了事，他得罪了他的弟兄，他求他的弟兄饶恕他。
A few years back during lunch with a brother who openly walked towards another brother and confessed to him and asked for forgiveness because he had done something wrong against this brother.
在我们当中能够说我错了，原谅我，我承认。而不会害怕没面子丢脸，因为知道我站在基督的宝血和恩典里。我们不一样的人，我们是在恩典里的人。
How many of us are willing to say I'm wrong? Please forgive me. I admit my mistakes, knowing that we live in under the grace of God, redeemed by His blood. We are different.
在服事的团队里面。当我们讲到很困难的工作的时候，我们会先说我愿意，我肯做，我愿意负起这个责任，为主的家负起这个责任来。
The ministry where most of us are very willing to step out and say, "No, we're willing to do for the Lord."
我们愿意常常的看见恩典，看见感恩，在团队里面常常的是有感谢的，而且知道的不是只是笼统的感谢。而是我愿意谢谢某人，我愿意谢谢主，感谢主，因为他看见了许多我们不配得的，但是神的我在我们生命中的作为。
During ministry, we should be very willing to say thank you and appreciate, not because of how well the job is done, but because we are given this chance to serve the Lord, even though we are not worthy.
我还记得我小的时候，我第一次给爸爸逮住了，在家里说脏话。
I remember when I was a kid, I was caught by my father for using vulgar words.
我知道有一些弟兄姐妹在家里被痛打，第一次说脏话，我没有被痛打。
I wasn't beaten up by my dad.
但是爸爸跟我讲说，我们家不是那样子的。
But my dad told me, no, this is not how we behave in the family.
我说，同学他们一样说。我说我们家不是这样子的。
I said all my classmates use vulgar words, and he said, "No, this is not our family. We are different."
我在想，在神的家里，有多少时候我们其实也应该能够有这样的话说，在神的家，在我们家里，我们这里不是这样子的。
Likewise, many times when we are in church in God's family, we should remember to say that, "No, this is not how we should be."
弟兄姐妹不能彼此宽恕的时候，弟兄，在神的我们的家里，我们不是这样子的。
When we see brothers and sisters who cannot forgive each other, this is when we need to say that no, this is not who we are and what we do as in God's family.
对传道人不尊重，在许多教会里这是常常有的事情。弟兄，我们在教会里，我们这里，我们不是这样子的。
When you see people then who are irrespectful to the preachers or pastors, okay, this is when we need to tell them, say, this is not our way.
彼此侵犯了对方，我以后不来了。弟兄，我们不是这样子的。
When we offend each other, okay, and we're not going to come back again, this is when we need to say again, this is not our way.
我们听见人用分享的借口说人闲言闲语的话，我们会不会停住？他说，姐妹，不要再说了，我们不是这样子的。
When we hear people gossip about other, but through under the excuse of sharing.This is when we need to tell them, this is not our way.
我们不是这样子，不是因为我们比别人好，而是因为主已经救赎了我们。我们是神的宝贝，我们是献给基督的基业。
This is not our way. It's not because we are good or we are perfect, but because we are being redeemed by Lord. We live under His grace, and we are His inheritance.
一种基本上不一样的态度，明白我们跟世人。我们被主呼召出来做教会，你知道教会的原来的希腊文的意思就是被呼召出来的人。我们以前是那样，我们现在不是那样的人了。
There's a fundamental difference between us and the people around us. That's because we are being chosen by our Lord to be a church. We are different from our old selves.
在教会里服侍许多年，遇见各式各样不同的人。
I met many people throughout my years of serving the Lord.
老实说，有些人也令我害怕。
Some people frightened me.
我记得很多年以前有一个情形里面，有一位同工真的叫我很害怕。
I remember there was a coworker who really frightened me.
我怕这个人，因为很难跟这个人。礼运。
I'm afraid of this person because it's very difficult to reason with him.
他的意见特强。
He or she is very opinionated.
而且因为他很强势，所以做事的时候做事跟他一起同工，我觉得做起来很辛苦。
Plus, it's very dominant, so it is very difficult, and it's very difficult to work together with him.
所以当一些服侍上我已经感觉我就觉得说我需要跟这个人保持一点保持距离以这个安全。
So I tell myself that I'm going to keep a distance from these guys for safety purpose.
但是回到家里有想到一些事情，我觉得好像主不给我一个平安在这个事情上。
However, when I reach home, I did not receive the peace from the Lord.
我在祷告的时候有问我说，你为什么不替他祷告？
I prayed to the Lord, and the Lord said to me that why didn't you pray for him?
我感觉到主是要我学的为他祷告，我开始学习为他祷告。
And the Lord wanted me to learn how to pray for him.
我一开始的祷告是求主赶快改变这个人，他不要再做这样一个固执、强势、不太容易同工的一个教会的困扰。
My initial
problem 人物，问题人物。
My initial prayer was for God to change this person so that he would not be so dominant and so difficult to work with.
但是我好像在祷告里，我觉得好像主要我说，你肯爱他吗
？During prayer, I felt that the Lord is asking me, "Are you willing to love him?"
那老实说，我跟他在一起都不太想，更不要说是爱他。但是我说好，我可以在祷告里看看学的怎么样的爱他。
Well, I don't enjoy being with him. We don't talk about loving him. However, I'm willing to love him in my prayer.
但是我发现，当我开始为他祷告的时候，主就让我看见了，想到他的孩子，想到他的家，想到他的一些事，我就发现好像圣灵开始给我看见越来越多我可以为他祷告的事，都跟他我所看见他的缺点没有什么关系的事情。
After I started praying, I'm beginning to see. This person's family life, okay, and so on, and is entirely different from all the shortcomings that he has.
我发现，当我为这位弟兄祷告一段时间之后，主好像就是我无论他解释的，除去了我对这位弟兄的恐惧和一种厌恶。
After praying for a while, I discovered that my fear and hatred for this person has disappeared. It is something that I cannot explain.
Hatred is a little strong. But 我们之间神就创造了一些我们同工的机会，我也发现就无法解释的，我们之间的同工的性质开始改变了。
And interestingly, after praying, you know, I felt that God has created many opportunities for two of us to work together.
就是上个礼拜我才再一次被提醒跟这个相关的一个情形，我翻到了撒母耳记上，撒母耳记说，我断不能得罪耶和华而停止为你们祷告。
Okay, this part you gotta help me.
He said, far be it for me to sin against the Lord and stop praying for you. 那我就发现一件事，我就写下来，我就发现说，当主呼召我去服事的时候。他呼召我去祷告。
And I noticed that when the Lord called me to serve, He also called me to pray.
你要去服侍的人，就是你要去祷告，为他们祷告的人。
The one that you are to serve is the one that you are to pray for.
而这也跟我们刚刚所说的那个又不约而合，没有祷告，就不敢碰圣工，也不能碰圣工，也做不好圣工。
And this is similar to what we mentioned earlier. If you do not pray, you do not dare to do God's words, and you should not do God's word, and you will not do God's word well.
因为教会的丰盛，不是在于教会在做神的宝贝，不是因为我们比别人好，而是因为主的爱已经包容了我们，宽恕了我们的主的爱，我们也一样的将那个爱。来对待彼此，这就是为什么耶稣说，当你们彼此相爱的时候，怎么样？众人才认得出我们，他们才认得出我们是主的宝贝了。
The church can grow is not because we are perfect and we are good, it's because the calling of the Lord and His grace. And when we love each other, that's when people can see that, will notice that we are Christ believer.
所以就说你们若有彼此相爱的心，神就知道你们是我们的主的我们门徒了。我们又回到我们刚刚那个信从主耶稣，亲爱众圣徒，那么基本的一句话，代表着我们是成为了什么样的人。Going back to having the faith in the Lord Jesus and loving all the saints.And love for all the saints. 那这样的这个事情的成就，是来自于神所只有神的大能才能成就这样的事。
And this can be fulfilled only under the mighty power of God.
Next slide, please. 那这里一章十九到二十，我们继续念这位好吗？并知道他向我们所信的人所显的能力是何等浩大，就是照他在基督身上所运行的大能大力。使他从死里复活，叫他在天上坐在自己的右边，远超过一切执政的、掌权的、有能的、主治的和一切有名的，就是今世的，甚至来世的也都超过了，并将万有都伏在他的脚下，叫他做万有教会的万有之首。这里讲到的这个大能，是因为基督做万有之首，他也是教会之首。他说明了这个大能就是什么，就是同样就是使耶稣基督从死里复活的大能。
The mighty power that we first hear, okay, is the power that the resurrected Jesus.
这个大能 可以使死的东西活过来。
This power can raise the dead.
也就是说，这是无所不能的大能。
This is a power that can
make all things possible.
Make all things possible.
Yeah. 这个大能使一群乌合之众成为主的圣徒，做神的宝贝。
Because of this power, a group of unworthy people can come together and become the same and become the children of God.
叫我们一起在基督里活过来。
For us to live again in Christ.
也叫我们一起看见神还能做多少我们意想不到的事情。
And also for us to see, you know, how many more wonderful and unimaginable things that God can do.
今天下午我早一点来了，所以我在坐在房间里的时候就在想这些事，想回想北区教会的事情。我觉得有的时候主做的事情太多了，都已经开始忘记了一些主的作为。
This afternoon I was in my room, I started to recall all the things happening in the Northfield Saint Church, and there are just so many things that God has done for us that sometimes we just cannot remember.
我想到一个第一次的退休会，那是我也没有在，但是那个时候我们在这里的弟兄姐妹们邀请朱华达牧师师母，那时候还不是牧师师母，来做他在做讲员，大家都非常渴望，也许他们会回到西区教会，然后也许他们可以来帮助我们在北区的工作。
I remember the first retreat when I wasn't here.Pastor Chu and Mrs. Chu were invited as the speakers, and we are all very fond of him, and we all hope and know they will come back to the north and help us plant the church.
没有很多人那个时候在那一个 retreat 嘛，对不对？但是那是那个时候那是第一次我们有这样的一个 retreat。之后主听了祷告，他们居然愿意回来跟我们在一起。
And after praying, the Lord answered our prayer and brought them back to us.
而我们早期的时候刚刚开始小组，我们很担心，因为老师说大部分在北区人都不来西区教会，我们觉得我们不能，我们的 DNA 跟这里可能很不一样，我们有很多的忧虑，不知道这里会将来会怎么样。
When we first started a small group here, we were quite worried because we found that people in the north they do not attend the west and they are very different from the west, and we don't know how things will work out.
第一次的小组长的培训，那个时候一到北区，在这里来，在家里，在北弟兄，在谁的家里？是在魏东的家里。我们在那里举行第一次的小组的培训。
Our first small group co-worker training was done at the home of Brother Wei Dong.
看到从两个小组变成四个小组，变成八个小组，这样的开始成长。
From two small group, we multiply to four small group and to eight small group, and that's how we slowly grow.
记得好像不久，才不久之前，大家在说，大家很急的在着急的说，Exxon 马上要搬来了，William 的地价已经这个非常的高了，我们买不到地方了，我们再不赶快买地的话，我们没有地方，不会有自己的地方在这里。
It seems just not long ago that we are all very anxious because.Exxon is moving to the north, and that's going to jack up the price of the properties. And if you do not purchase a property, we're not going to be able to buy one.
在那个过程中，主怎么样带我们在不同的美国教会里面，主借着他们的对我们的恩典，使我们在一间一间的这教会里面继续的成长，但是又继续的等候他的时间。
Throughout this whole process, our Lord showed us mercy and love by allowing us to.To gather at different churches and to grow and to wait at the same time.
我记得那个时候，我们刚开始在跟发现 Alden Bridge 的时候，跟他们沟通，那是才不久以前的事情。
And it was just not long ago when we discovered Alden Bridge and we started talking to them.
而明白一件事情，就是当一群信徒领受了来自神的呼召，他们信从主耶稣。而彼此相爱的时候，主彰显他的大能，使一切的难关都在主自己的时间和恩典里面应手而解。主自己会负责任。
We understand that when a group of believers come together, they have faith in the Lord, and they show love towards their brothers and sisters, and that's when the Lord will will show His power for things to work out smoothly.
未来里面有很多更大更难的事情。
We'll be facing more challenges and more difficult issues in the future.
我不知道大家想到说是不是如果明年如果独立的话，给大家带来什么样的感受？
I wonder whether you have thought about what will be the issue that we'll be facing when we become independent next year.
我不知道大家对北区未来需要建堂的设施上的总的提升所面对的难题又有什么样的感受
？I'm also not sure how we feel about expanding our church physically.
250个人聚会，感谢主，但是服侍250个人需要更多的同工，那些同工从哪里来？我不知道你有什么样的感受。
We thank God we have about 250 people attending our church last Sunday. However, that also means that we need more people to serve these 250 people. Where are we going to find all these co-workers?
还更不敢想的是，将来牧者的需要，一步一步的，我们下一步该怎么做
？And also the future needs of our pastoral staff. What are we going to do for the next step?
但是我们又回到了这里，我们是不是相信那这位？向我们这信的人所显的能力是何等浩大。
And this is when we have to be reminded that about the immeasurable greatness of our Lord.
服事总是会考验你内心深处的安全感。
Serving the Lord, in serving the Lord, you will always be challenged. Challenge with your internal security,
sense of security.
Yeah,
因为在服侍主的过程中，老师说他会让你在这些过程里显明你自己的无能，放大你的缺陷，让你看见你自己其实是多么的无能。
Because in the process of serving the Lord, you discover your weakness.You will discover how incapable you are.
我记得，2001年，当我接了黄继荣牧师的位置的时候
，I remember in 2010,
2001
when I became the senior pastor.
我非常的恐，真的是非常的恐惧那个时候。
I was fearful.
我没有觉得说我在那个时候是准备好了要接这样的一个位置。
I didn't feel that I was ready then to take over this position.
建牧团那个时候那4-5个人，但是我要带领的人都比我更有人生经历，年长，有更多的服事经历。
The pastor, we have about 4 to 5 team members in the pastoral teams.Yeah, and these are the people that who are more experienced than me, who are more senior than me, and who are much more experienced in serving the Lord than me.
杨浩峰，是从母堂就来的，说话非常有分量的长老，从西区的职堂多年的经验，我根本没有那样的经验。
My experience is I do not have the experience that all these elders have.
One of my elder, David Young, 邱牧师。是在阿拉木图直堂过的牧师，我连阿拉木图在哪里我都不知道。
Pastor Caleb，Pastor
Caleb Chu， 林师母，认识林师母的那个时候还不是徐牧师，那时候是林师母。林师母做过的 counseling 比我可能听过的道都还多，他做了太多的 counseling， 我根本不知道该怎么做一些 counseling， 他知道的比我多多了。
And Mrs. Lin was so much more experienced in counseling people than me.
我们英语的牧师罗牧师是真正的第二代的华人，他在这里对文化非常深刻的了解。我是冒充的第二代华人，我是1.5代，总是觉得说哇，这个他比我知道的多多了。
Our English pastor is a true second generation pastor, English pastor here who knows everything here more than me.
我觉得在一种极度的恐慌里面，我觉得主要我安静下来。
Under such fear.I know that God wants me to be still.
主似乎让我知道，他没有要我，他没有把我摆在那个位置，因为好像我比别人强。
He let me know that he put me in that position is not because I'm better than other people.
主似乎要我，当我开始为他们祷告和对我们的团队祷告，主似乎就让我有一个感动，说你只需要好好的去爱他们，成全他们，他们会帮你，你所不懂的，他们会帮你。
And in my prayer, okay, I know that God was telling me to pray for them, to love them.
我发现一件事情，就是当你开始发现说，当我要帮助，与其担心我会不会成功，当我就想说我怎么样帮助他们成功的时候，无形之中，他们的成功就是我的成功。
Instead of worrying about whether I'll be successful, my focus should be how can I help them to be successful, and if they're successful, then I'm successful.
我学到了一个功课，就是当我们彼此相爱的时候，神的大能就从肢体里面释放出一股能力，是我们不能够想象的。
I notice that when we love each other, we feel that the power of God from the team.
那也，这个 slide 怎么跑出来了 ？OK OK， 这个他的，因为我们讲到，无论是我所需要的智慧，我所没有的经验，我所不懂的事情，我可能没有，但是在肢体里面，主早就预备了。
Whatever knowledge that I need and whatever experience I do not have, I do not need to worry because God has already prepared for me in the body.
当我们切实相爱的时候，主的大能就释放，从肢体里面释放那个能力出来。
When we truly each other, that's when the Lord will release His power to the body.
我在信心教会服侍二十多年，我有许多同学，我觉得是比我更有太有恩赐，比我远超过我的恩赐的人。
Well, I've been serving the Lord for 20 over years, and I have many classmates who, in my views, are a lot more talented and gifted than me.
但是我知道有很多同学在这里两年，但明年当年里三年，在过去的二十年里面已经服侍了七八间教会。
And I know that some of my classmates has already served about 7 or 8 churches over the last 20 of years.
所以我就发现，我就做了另外一个观察和结论。
And I have another observation.
当你看见一个身心灵很健全成长的孩子的时候
，When you see a very healthy kids both in every aspect, including the body and the spiritual.
你知道这个孩子是爱出来的。
You know that this child has been loved.
我发现，当你看见一个牧者，神的怜悯里面使用那个人的时候，那牧者也是被爱出来的。
And I also can see that, you know, when a pastor, when God used a pastor, the pastor has also been loved by God.
我总是很感谢主，我来到西区教会。弟兄姐妹们把我当成他们自己的儿女一样。
I thank God that, you know, in the West, all my brothers and sisters treated me as their children, as a child.
我没有觉得过有人在等着看我会不会 mess up, 等我失败的那一刻发生。
I never feel that any of them is actually watching me, waiting for me to mess up and to fail.
反而我觉得他们总是反而在那边是，如果我跌倒了，他们在那里等着要接住我。
Instead, they were just standing by there, just in case if I fall, they will catch me.
我发现好多同工也是爱出来的。
I also discovered many coworkers was also, I mean, were also believers.
Coworkers 是
，Yeah，
好的团队也是爱出来的。
A good team comes out from love too.
释放出来的能力使我们成为神的宝贝。
The power of love allows us to become the treasure of God.
主的心意是要为教会明白他领受的这个圣召，我们能拣选成为圣徒，成为荣耀的教会，作为他的宝贝。我们一起，我们的最重要的护照就是在我们自己里面学习彼 此相爱。
The Lord's will is for the church to understand her holy calling and be chosen to become saints together, be filled with Jesus and become the full inheritance of Jesus.
当我们愿意相信那个圣召、那个圣徒的呼召、宝贝的呼召，而确意、刻意的彼此相爱的时候，他的爱的大能就释放出来，使这个教会在神的面前无所不能。
When we are willing to receive the call and to love each other, that's when the power of love will release.
在服事的过程中，总是有不如意的时候，或者我们觉得好像被亏待了，或者没有被认同，没有被被赏识，没有被肯定。
In the process of serving, okay, there may be times when we feel that no, you're not being treated fairly, that you're not being recognized, okay, not being rewarded accordingly.
我一位老师曾经说，他说，当别人真正的对待你如同仆人的时候，那才是你显示你仆人本色的时刻。
One of my teachers told me once that when someone really treats you like a servant, that's when it truly reveals your serving nature.
在那个信的结尾说。主仆没什么意思我 you just end the letter with servant, your servant, and that doesn't mean too much. Now, 如果今天我们来假设一下，如果你的服事团队今天告诉你，不好意思，我们不需要你了。
If, for example, if today, the ministry that you're involved in,Okay, tells you that they do not need you anymore.
所以呢，我们要把你送到另外一个地方去服事。
And as such, they are going to transfer you to another ministry.
所以我们要从，所以可以从那里调过来一个我们更需要的同工过来这边。
And in return, we're going to transfer someone from the other ministry back to us, who is more capable and more in need by us.
你会有什么感受
？How will you feel about that?
你可能会有什么反应
？What kind of response will you have?
如果这个事情之后。两年以后，你原先的这个教会团队又说：“哎，我们现在又需要你了。”
Well, if 2 years after the incident and your original ministry team contacted you and said, "You know, they will need you to come back,"
我们现在有个位置需要你。
There's a position that we need you to fill.
你会有什么感受
？How will you feel?
但是如果他告诉你说：“哦，我们现在是需要你，但是我们需要你的那个位置啊，是一个候补的位置。”
What if they're telling you, you know, they actually want you to come back to fulfill the position of a reserved?
那也就是说，你会平时跟我们大家一起开会，你会跟我们一起开会。
So means that, you know, you attend a meeting with us.
但是呢，我们现在需要你的这个头衔是候补同工。
However, the title given to you is a reserved coworker.
只有那个主力同工生病或不能参加的时候，你才有机会真的上场。
It's only when the original co-workers is not available, then you'll be used.
所以我们现在请你回来的新的职位呢，就是随时待命。
So basically, in this new position, if you want to come back, you have to be standby all the time.
随时候补。
And you will always be a reserve.
你心里会有什么感受
？How will you feel?
那这个呢？就是今年嘛，我不知道你们看今年看那个 Super Bowl 的 game， 今年的超级杯的球赛里面最佳球员叫做 Nick Foles， 这是他的故事。
This is the story of Nick Foles, the best player of this year's Super Bowl。
有谁知道这个故事 ？OK， 这个 Nick 是这个猎鹰队的四分卫啊，那他是 Austin 长大的。
Nick is a quarterback of the Eagles. He grew up in Austin.
那在高中的时候已经是篮球跟美式足球的，在他们学校历史里的的破纪录的球员，所以他是个非常优异的，在高中的时候就是一个很优异的球员。
In high school, he was already the best basketball and American football record-breaking player.
大学毕业，2012年，他被这个费城的猎鹰队选上。那他来的时候呢？头几年打球，他的表现也相当不错。
After graduating from college, Nick joined the Philadelphia Eagles in 2012. He played well for the first few years.
但是2015年呢，费城队决定呢，他们不需要他了。
However, in 2015, okay, the Eagles felt that they do not need him anymore.
他们把他送到另一个球队交换球员，把另外一个球员，他们更想要的球员。
And they traded him to another team for another players.
那内科到了另外一个球队里呢，他的职业展望呢一落千丈。
And when he went to the other team, his career prospect plummeted.
他在那里成为了一位候补的四分卫。
He became the reserve quarterback.
Backup quarterback.
The backup quarterback.
那他当而且当他候补的时候要上场的时候呢，他上场的表现呢也很差。
And he did not perform well.
所以有一段时间他已经开始考虑退休。
At one point, okay, he was even thinking of retiring.
放弃他整个打职业足球的梦想。
And gave up his dream of playing professional football.
但是世界上的怪事很多。2017年呢，又赢得又决定说，把他又找回来了。
However, in 2017, okay, the Eagle pushed him back to the team.
但是让他回来呢，做全时间的候补四分卫。
And he became the full-time backup quarterback.
他现在回到这个回到猎鹰队了吗？他已经不是那多年以前刚刚来到猎鹰队的大家所看好的很有潜力的年轻球员了。
Unlike 5 years ago, he was no longer the future star player that people look up to.
但是他却成为了球队的属灵领袖。
Although Nick was no more the leading quarterback, he became the spiritual leader of the team.
这个美国的这个 NFL 队里面都有牧师。都有聚会，但是很少有球队很认真查经，像猎鹰队的。
Well, among the NFL teams, there were pastors and small groups, but few like the Eagles, which sought after God's words.
Nick Foles 自己2016年把整本圣经读完一遍。
Nick Foles finished reading the whole Bible in 2016.
他的习惯是，如果早上6点钟球队报道，他早上4点钟起床读经。
Well, if practice starts at 6 a.m., he will wake up at 4 a.m. to study the Bible.
有的时候他甚至是4点钟早上到球队报道，他早上2点钟起来读经。
At times when practice starts at 4 a.m., he will wake up at 2 a.m. to study the Bible.
这位候补球员带着大家一起查经。
This backup player leads the rest of the team to study the Bible.
他带领的对象包括了现在猎鹰队的主明星主将。Carson Wentz,
including the current star player of Eagle, Carson Wentz.
这个是现在已经取代了他当年位置，是大家最看好，在整个全国最看好最佳的年轻的四分卫球员 ，Nick Foles 成为了他属灵的 mentor.
Nick Foles became the spiritual mentor of Carson Wentz.Who is now the leading quarterback of the Eagle?
他们每个星期一定聚集在球队的地的训练场查经一次。
They will study the Bible at least once a week.
周一晚上，一群夫妇们一起查经。
In the Monday evening, they have husband and wife Bible study group.
周四晚上是球员自己查经。
And Thursday evening, they have the player study group.
周六晚上，每一位球员分享灵修心得，一起祷告会，在球赛之前祷告会。
And Saturday evening before the games, they will share their spiritual growth and their prayer.
Nick Foles 最喜欢的经文是《哥林多后书》12:9.
Nick's favorite verse is 2 Corinthians 12:9.
他对我说：“我的恩典。”够你用，因为我的能力在人的软弱上显得完全，所以我更喜欢夸自己的软弱，好叫基督的能力覆庇我。
2 Corinthians 12:9, but you say to me, my grace is sufficient for you, for my power is made perfect in weakness. Therefore, I will boast all the more gladly of my weaknesses, so that the power of Christ may rest upon me.
那这些故事就是在这本杂志上讲到的。那这是去年，这是去年10月份的。所以那个时候，Nick Foles 还是在做全时间的候补，几乎那几年他只有偶尔在已经没有球赛已经没有意义的时候，他才会上场几分钟，所谓的 garbage time low for 时间的收场人。
Well, you can read the story from the magazine, and that was October last year. And Nick, as a backup quarterback, he usually get a blur reading in the garbage time.
那他的照片也不会在封面上，因为他根本是一个不是一个很重要的球员在这个。
And you'll never see his picture on the cover of magazine because he's not a very important player.
所以当今年他们正要进入决赛的时候，当他们的主将四分卫受伤的时候 ，Nick Foles 要上场。
When the Eagles quarterback was injured, Nick Foles has to go to the field to play the game.
所有的媒体评论都认为猎鹰队冠军的机会已经消失了。
All the media thought that the Eagles had lost the opportunity to be the champion.
Nick Foles 不但带队进入超级杯冠军赛，还在冠军赛当中击败了 NFL 历史上最厉害的四分卫 Tom Brady。
However, not only did Nick Foles lead the team into the Super Bowl, they even defeated the strongest quarterback in the history of NFL, Tom Brady.
想到的经文是：凡至高的必降为卑，谦卑的必升为高。
For those who exalt themselves will be humbled, and those who humble themselves will be exalted.
我在想，主若是要我们在神国的团队里做这样的一个候补。我们会肯吗？
If the Lord wants us to be the backup players in the kingdom's team, are we willing to?
而你真相信神甚至会一位使用一位似乎被人遗忘的候补队员来成全他荣耀的旨意吗？
And do you believe that God will use an almost forgotten backup player to fulfill His will?
我们都蒙了一个爱的呼召。
We've all received the calling of love.
一起成为圣徒。
To become saint together.
一起成为耶稣基督的宝贝。
And to become Jesus' treasure.
叫我们在切实彼此相爱里经历神大能的释放。
For us to experience God's power.In our love for each other,
我相信那是神要在北区教会所做的事。
And I believe that's what God wants to do in NHCC.
而那些又大又难的事，他不要我们去烦恼。
All the major and difficult stuff, He doesn't want us to worry about.
他要我们注意的是怎么样因为他的大爱，学习彼此切实相爱、尊重、同行。
What we want is how we can learn from His love, so that we can love each other, we can be united, and we can support each other.
我们一起低头祷告。
Let's bow and pray.
主，感谢你的恩典，让我们今天，大家都很辛苦、很累了，在这里，我们一起，在这个退休会里。
Lord, we thank you for your grace, and now we can all come together in this retreat.
主，你是行奇事的神。
And God, you are a real God.
你喜欢使用软弱的器皿，彰显你自己无比的大能。
And you like to use, okay, the weakness, the weak, to manifest your power.
求主叫我们真认识你，也更深的认识自己。
We pray that you will help us to truly know you and to truly know ourselves.
你拣选了这群同工聚集在这里，你要在北区成就奇妙的大事。
This group of workers chosen by you will fulfill your will in the north.
愿你的心意成全，使我们成为一个切实彼此相爱的团队。
May your will be fulfilled for us to be a truly loving team.
我们同为圣徒，彼此尊重。
We are all saints and we all respect each other.
在谦卑同工的过程中，我们一起经历你奇妙。何等大能！
In working together humbly, we will all experience your power.
奉主耶稣基督名祷告祈求。
In Jesus' name, I pray.
Amen.
Amen.